Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The fifth Sunday of Lent. Today's theme, the happy truth about the Lenten journey. Lent is not about suffering and sacrifice. It's a corridor to new life. Good Friday is not about evil and pain and death. It's the door that Jesus opens to invite us into that new life. Yes, suffering is part of the Lenten journey. Yes, Lent includes the sacrifices of fasting and abstinence, almsgiving, and extra time in church. But these are just vehicles for the trip. God uses our sufferings to help us grow in compassion, persistence, and ministry. Our sacrifices help us learn discipline so that we can purify our will and grow stronger in holiness. But the trip is not the destination. Lent is all about reaching the resurrection, renewing our faith, entering a new life free of old sins, reconciling damaged relationships, and living in the Spirit of God more than we ever did before. Which day is more important to your faith? Good Friday or Easter Sunday? That horrid day on Calvary was absolutely necessary for Easter, but we are living in the resurrection. Catholics are an Easter people. This means that nothing bad can ever happen to us that will not be transformed into blessings if Jesus is the Lord of our lives. He proved himself to be the resurrection and the life by displaying his power over life and death. Now he wants to prove it again to you and to all those who are watching. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. What needs to be resurrected in your life? What will you do this week to accept the death of what has ended so that you can prepare for the new life that Jesus is preparing for you? We can personalize the first reading by understanding that God will open our graves and will place the Spirit of life within us. How does the Holy Spirit help us discover healing and hope amidst our daily sufferings and dyings? In the scripture from Romans, we are reminded again of the Holy Spirit within us. Since the Spirit is alive in you, what effect does this have on your Lenten journey? What is being purified, strengthened, and renewed? In the gospel, Jesus proves his power over death just before he enters Jerusalem and heads towards Calvary. How does this prove to you that your own sufferings and sacrifices will not lead to permanent disaster?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.